right, all right, all right. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. I don't know what time it is where you are, but I know it's time for the Dory on Purpose show. And we are super excited today because my guest today, boy, when I tell you, you guys are in for a treat. I need you to grab your favorite beverage. You may even want to grab a notepad and an ink pen because she's about to drop some things on you all that may be life-changing. But today we have in the studio for you my good, good girlfriend, Miss Keisha Cameron, who is here to tell her story. Now, before we get into this awesome conversation with Keisha, I want to give you a little bit of her background because I mean, this lady is absolutely dynamic, but I'm going to give you her bio. Keisha is a 15-year restaurant owner turned full-time digital marketer. Growing up in New York, she learned early that hard work truly pays off. She is a proud Clark Atlanta University alum with a degree in marketing and communications. Her journey started with corporate America and network marketing before she started her traditional brick and mortar business. People used to call her the Black Mary Poppins at Clark Atlanta because she was always motivating others to be themselves and brand themselves. After becoming a successful franchisee and running a brick and mortar restaurant for 15 years, she is now embracing a new season. She helps entrepreneurs and small business owners thrive in the digital marketing world. She believes in the power of seeing one's own value and making it visible to others. Her motto is simple. When people see me, they pay me. I love it. It's all about visibility and value. She is on a mission to help as many entrepreneurs see their value and build their brand online, being an additional entrepreneur is the way to true wealth, and she is excited to help people get there. So without further ado, I want to introduce the Dory on Purpose audience to my friend, Miss Keisha Cameron. How are you, sister?
Let's go. Let's go. What's up, Dory? How are you?
I couldn't be more excited, sister. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show. And you know, we haven't known each other for a very long time, but long enough to know that we are kindred spirits and that real recognizes real. And when I met you, I knew instantly, Keisha, yeah, that we would do more.
That's a fact. You know, I think we met sometime somewhere else before. And I'm not talking about in the physical sense. You get what I'm saying? Like, soon as I became connected to you and I met you in the online space, I was like, that's my sister. Like, for real, for real. I vibe with her. And it may be like this up north kind of energy, but, and then you're a brilliant, beautiful woman. I was like, I love her. So here we are, right?
Here we are. And I'm telling you, we only have 30 minutes. I wish we had an hour because I know you and I could go for a good hour. We could go in a text thread. We go back and forth. It's an hour right there. So we're going to jump right into this conversation. I want everybody to type let's go in the chat because Keisha's about to drop some things on us right now. Keisha, let me start with my first question. What is it after graduating from Clark Atlanta, you know, doing the corporate thing, we have that in common. What inspired you to become an entrepreneur?
You know, I feel like it's something that God just placed in my lap, right? I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs. Let me start there. But I do come from a family of people who work really hard. So I've always seen excellence right before me in my home. I would like to call myself a social entrepreneur based off of the things that my mom exposed me to. My mother was a beautiful, dynamic woman who loved the Lord, who loved her family. And I embodied everything that she was. And I took everything that she did for us and me and my sister. And I just implemented that incorporated it into my own life as an adult and turned it into cash, right? So my mom did a lot of different things as a social entrepreneur. And when I say that, my mother volunteered for everybody. My mother served on the board. My mom was the lead of this. She was the leader of her job. She was a leader in the home, right? My mom did it all, but she never actually got paid for it, right? I'm sure that's a common story for a lot of people growing up in, you know, in Black homes in particular, right? We see our parents work really, really hard at a thing, and they give and they give and they give. And so I kind of watched my mom and said, huh, I want to be like mommy, but I want to make money from my efforts. You know what I'm saying? And so I just took everything that my mom blessed me with and just watching her lead by example. And I took that on and I decided to become an entrepreneur. No formal training, right? I didn't go to business school. I don't have my MBA. I'm just a regular, jegular girl from the Bronx, okay? Who cracked the code and figured this thing out, right? I use my innate abilities. I know we all have giftings from God. We're born with it, okay? Some of us lean into it, some of us don't. I, in particular, have leaned into it, right? And so I took those gifts and I monetized them. And now here I am, being an entrepreneur. I say, from very early on, but having my own business, I mean, was nothing I could have ever imagined. A girl growing up in the projects in the Bronx never knew that this would be my life.
I can imagine. Man, I, now that you've shared that story and I didn't know any of that, I know we're sisters because we had the same mom. We had the same exact mom, except for yours was in New York and my mom was in Philadelphia. I had the same exact model. My mother was everywhere,
Yes.
Volunteering in the community.
And taking you with her.
And I was watching. I didn't even realize that she was training me. So
yes.
I know your story.
Yes, girl.
We both come from HBCUs. I graduated from Howard. You from Clark Atlanta. We have the same mother. This is just, I mean, it's blowing me away. So I promised you in the beginning, my glasses are a little foggy. I don't know why. I promised you when we spoke earlier that we weren't going to spend a lot of time here. But I want to talk a little bit about your choice to own a brick and mortar, because that was part of your experience. And I know that there's been some highs and there's been some lows and there's been some very highs and there's been some very lows. But tell me, how did you get into that space? And tell me what that was like for you, what that experience was like for you, and any advice that you can give anyone who's contemplating going into that space. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Ooh, where do I start? Well, the idea to own our own brick and mortar business actually was something that my husband thought about. He was on his way to Iraq and we were making it. That was a big sacrifice for our family. And it actually started to get hard for me because my husband was in Iraq. I was raising two boys. One was 10, one was five. No, one was three and one was seven. One of those numbers. But anyway, they were very, very young. My husband went to Iraq and I was still working, raising the kids, all the things. And it was beginning to be too much for me. My husband was like, let's look at opening a business. So I literally left my full-time job, was raising my kids from home by myself for maybe a few months before we got into the Subway franchise. And we looked at everything, girl. We looked at Smoothie King. We looked at McDonald's. Wouldn't even consider that today. But back then, 15 years ago, these were all our options. Okay, stay with me.
Absolutely.
So we were trying to look for, we said, okay, me and my husband fully agree that food is the happy medium that brings people together. Anytime people get together and we're around food, we're going kiki, ha ha, have a good time. So we wanted to create that energy because that's the energy we bring in our house. So we wanted to take that into our community. So we began to look for options that were healthy in a sense and would be available and didn't have a high cost of investment attached to it. And that's what led us to Subway. And at the time, 15 years ago, okay, Subway to us was a healthy option in our community, right? Because in our community, we had chicken wings that was being sold out the gas stations that our people were buying. There was a McDonald's on every corner. There's Burger King and all that, but there were never any Subways or things where there's fruits and vegetables and things of that nature. So that's how we got to the place of that particular franchise. Having a brick and mortar business is not something I dreamed of. I didn't have it on my vision board. It wasn't a part of the plan, but it was a part of God's plan, right? And God strategically placed me in different neighborhoods so that I can be a blessing to the people in that neighborhood. Is it really about food? No, it's about the message. I mean, I'm telling you, some days, even now, because I still have that business, I'm like, God, I'm still here, you know, I'm still here. I know that food is the happy place that brings people together, but it also builds connections and conversations. And the people who I've talked to in my journey in 15 years that have come through my doors as customers and as employees, is much bigger than the food. It's much bigger than the brick and mortar business, right? I can go on and on and on about that, but I won't. But that is why I chose that particular brand, right? And I particularly chose neighborhoods where my people work. Now, to get into your second question, right, to go segue right into that, I had two Subways. After 5 years in one Subway, I had to close because of a lot of different things, right? Mm-hmm. And I can tell you the message behind that and why I had to close is because sometimes when you're in business and you're excited and you see the money rolling in, you move too fast, too soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get excited and you get ahead of God and you move too fast, too soon. And that's exactly what happened. My husband was still in Iraq. I was still raising these boys by myself with two Subways. Two. It was a lot. I was overwhelmed. It actually led me to an experience where I was in the hospital. I had to have blood transfusions. I had to have IV. My doctor called me on my cell phone, girl, and was like, Keisha, where are you? I was like, oh my goodness. First of all, my doctor calling me on my cell phone, I knew it was a situation. I was like, why, what's up? She said, well, you know, last week you came in for your well women visit, you know, the annual visit that we do, get on your vitals, you know, take blood and all that stuff. She said, I'm looking at your numbers and I'm surprised you're walking right now. She said, I am surprised that you have not had a stroke yet. I need you to admit yourself in a hospital right now.
Oh, wow.
What? It was so surreal. I cried in that car. When I tell you, I was on my way to deliver some platters to Turner Broadcasting. I was in tears. I delivered the platters and I went ahead and admitted myself. Fast forward. That was the moment. That was the defining moment in my life where I was like, I'm not going to let this business take me. I am not. Because, you know, our energy is like, we got to get it. You know, here we go. We got that hustle and grind culture. I no longer subscribe to it. Girl, I don't subscribe to it anymore. And that's my advice to people. Quit with the hustle and grind culture. You have got to take care of you because health and wealth are connected, right? They don't have to be mutually exclusive. You have to take care of your health to actually make wealth happen. And you have to take care of your health to actually enjoy your wealth. So let's do it, right? And so I was doing all these things wrong. I was doing it backwards. I was trying to be successful. But what was happening was I found myself being a private failure, but a public success.
You better talk about it. You better talk about it.
And it was turning me upside down. My relationships were funny. Me and my husband weren't getting along. I saw myself separating myself from my kids because I was grinding so hard. I missed the basketball game. Mommy, you didn't come to my basketball game, baby. I was at the store. I'm sorry. Mommy gonna be there next time. Mommy, you missed it again. When I tell you, it was a situation, right? I had to quickly, that experience of me being in the hospital was God's way of telling me, Keisha, slow down. So if I can give anybody any advice who is trying to like launch or scale your business, put you first. I'm telling you, you have got to take time for yourself. You have got to. Yes, you be diligent. I like to use this this storyline, right? We know that God created the heavens and earth, right? It took him really 6 days to do it. But on that seventh day, God was like, it is complete. It is good. I'm going to rest. He didn't rest out of fatigue.
He rested
because he was complete. So in that vein, all I'm saying is that diligence is good. Diligence is honorable. Let's get to it. Be diligent, but don't work yourself to the nubs. Okay. Make sure you pace yourself. And give yourself grace as you are growing and launching your business, okay? That is one thing that I wish that I did earlier on. But I'm here today and I'm feeling so much better and I'm meeting so many beautiful people. And God has opened the door for me for other experiences and other business ventures, which is where I am today.
Well, that takes us, it couldn't transition better because that takes us right into our next conversation. And I actually met Keisha in a Facebook chat. One of our common sisters, a sister we have in common, Miss Tracy Walker. I'm gonna give her a shout out because she's an amazing woman, and she's the reason why we even know each other. Yes. Tracy was the person who exposed both of us to the digital platform. Like prior to seeing it on Tracy's page, I had heard of digital marketing, but I really didn't know what it was about. And then when I reached out to Tracy, I knew that it was something that I needed to be a part of. I don't know what your experience was, mm-hmm. but I know that you had explained to me, you know, you knew this was it and you were ready to mm-hmm. transition. So mm-hmm. now we share this digital marketing space. And if you don't mind, mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about, because I also see you consistently. And one thing I know that you believe in consistency, because I don't think you've missed more than 4 or 5 days and had to be a reason going live every single day on TikTok at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. but you look like you're having fun. You yes. look like you're having a good time. Tell me mm-hmm. about this transition. I know that you're transitioning out of brick and mortar, but you're fully involved in the digital space. Tell me about that. What that means to you and how that has changed your life.
Oh my goodness. Digital marketing is just everything to me. I'm telling you, like even my husband's like, you are really in your zone. You are loving this. Because I get up at 4. I get myself together. I go down in my kitchen and I make breakfast and lunch for me and my husband while I'm on live at 5 a.m. And it's just a basic, I'm just habit stacking. So I'm doing two things. It's like a twofer. I'm doing what I love because I love to serve. I love to serve people. I love to serve my own family. My husband, I love to cook for him. I love to cook for myself. You know, so I'm doing all these things in one shot while educating people about digital marketing. Because what's happening is I've realized that, especially for the 40 and over posse, right? The Gen Xers, that's who I typically speak to. It is my desire and my mission to teach people in my age group about digital marketing, because we usually shy away from the things that we don't know about, right? We are hard workers. Let's not get it twisted. We work hard. And this is my perfect customer. They're hard workers, love the Lord, love their families, want to help people. We volunteer in the church, we volunteer in our community, but then we're depleted, right? We're overwhelmed, we're overworked. Right. And I want to tell people, like, I teach them, like, you don't have to wait for Social Security and retirement to come through for you to get that money. Okay. Let me just tell you how you can just do it from your phone, from your laptop. You're already on it because you're watching me. So come on in here now. Let me just tell you how you can monetize. Right. And so when I'm going live, Dory, I actually come from an energy of educating people. So it's not like a money grab. So I'm not online like, buy this from me, go here. No, I'm like, listen, do y'all know what digital marketing is? Put it in the chat. And people be like, no, what is it? I say, okay, I'm getting ready to break this all the way down to y'all so y'all can understand. Because for us, we understand the tangibles. We understand, okay, let me go into Macy's. I like that shirt. Let me go ahead and get that. Let me pull out my card and buy that. Bring it home and wear it. So, because that's the tangible. That's the thing we can see. So the intangible that you can't really touch, right? In the physical sense, people just have a hard time really connecting the dots. So it is my goal. God has armed me with the responsibility of explaining this to them and helping them to understand what it is, how it works, and how people can earn a living from the digital space, right? I tell people all the time, let's not make this complicated. It is the ability to get the word out through the internet. That's it. And so once I explain it in that way, Dory, it seems as if people actually get it, you know, and that's all I want. And that's what I explain to people. If you leave my life understanding, getting a deeper level of understanding about digital marketing, then I've won. I've done what I've been called to. And so digital marketing has definitely opened up so many doors for me. I'll give you just one example, and I know we probably have to wrap it up.
No, we're good. You keep going. We're good. You're teaching today, girlfriend.
I'm about to be real deep and transparent, right? So even, I'm going to tell y'all right diggity diggity now, that even as a brick and mortar business owner, I, for 15 years, I was making sure the lights stayed on, the rent was paid, business insurance was paid, the employees got paid my taxes. Oh, the ice machine went down. I got to go fix that. Oh my goodness, the toilet in the bathroom is leaking. I was dishing out money every which way, making sure everybody's taken care of, because that's usually what we do, right? This is what we do as women. A lot of times we're nurturing. We make sure everything is taken care of. But what was happening to Keisha? She was being depleted. I already told you my story about me getting sick. But also, guess what? Keisha wasn't paying herself. which is a common situation with business owners. We run the business, we work the business, we're the cook, the dishwasher, we do it all, but then we don't pay ourselves at the end of the week or the end of the month. That is something that we have got to stop doing. Make sure you cut that check, sis. Make sure you pay yourself, because if not, it's going to be a long, hard road for you. That's one thing I want to speak to. So the second thing I want to touch on is that once I tapped into digital marketing, I was getting paid. And I didn't even leave my kitchen, and I got $900 in my bank account before I get off my live. It is crazy. And once I listen, Dory, you already know, once I experienced that, I was like, my God, I can't believe this. And then it kept happening. Say it again, Dory.
Well, you know what? I wish I could jump out of this space right here in Philly and come to Atlanta and just grab you up, because you're telling the story that I tell every day. And see, here's the deal, Keisha. What I don't understand is why people, and I can't question God because I know who it's for. It's for. And, right. And everybody is not going to go. But don't you want to sometimes just go and shake people and say, just listen, do you know that this can change your life? Like, how many times have you felt like you wanted to do that?
Girl, I talk about that all the time in my life. I'm like, listen, I can take the horse to the well, but I can't make you drink. I'm trying to put you down on some game right now. Okay. Yes, girl, to answer your question, yes, I want to shake people through the phone. I'd be like, if y'all don't get this, but it took us a while to get to this, because you know what? Here's the other thing, Dory. And this is what I say on my lives. I'm like, listen, when I got into digital marketing, I was like, my God, I've been buying digital products for a long time. Because listen, if you ever purchased a masterclass, a workshop, a meal plan, a calendar, a journal online, and it downloaded to your phone or your laptop, hello, that's a digital product. I've been doing that pretty much half my adult life. So now I'm on the other side of that. I'm creating digital products that people are buying from me and courses. I'm doing workshops based off the knowledge and the gifts that God has blessed me with to teach people a thing, right? And so I always want to shake people. Yes.
Let me tell you something. I think I'm gonna have to have you back. We're gonna have to collaborate and do something else, because we speak in the same language. I want to do a few things before, because we're at the 7-minute mark. I keep looking this way because I'm looking at my clock. I got to find a way to get that clock in front of my face. But gotcha. I was asking my guests to send me some pictures, because I learned a long time ago that a picture is worth 1,000 words. And normally I get pictures of people's businesses. I get pictures of this and this, because I learned in college that when you go into a person's office and you got to be observant. If you look around, you can tell what motivates them just by what you see in their office. And when I asked Keisha to send me pictures, the first picture she sent me was this. And she told me that if you want to have a problem with her, you mess with that little girl right there. That is Keisha and her husband and her beautiful granddaughter. What is her name, Keisha?
Genesis, the first.
The first. Keisha, she's gorgeous. I know that the reason why you call your company and the reason why your brand is called, let me get it here, because I don't want to make a mistake here.
Generational wealth.
Yeah. So if you want to follow her, by the way, on TikTok, is that Generational Wealth Mom, is because of Genesis. When I said, Keisha, send me 5 pictures. The second picture I saw was this one. That's the first generation. Now, what are your son's names? They are both so handsome.
Thank you. My oldest son is 25. He's the one on the right. That's Julian. And the one who's a dad is on the left. He's 20. That's Christian.
Christian and Julian, they are so handsome. And so Christian is Genesis's dad.
Yes.
And then she sent me these two. First, this one, the love of her life. The reason why Christian and Julian even got here, and Genesis is the third generation. And your husband is?
His name is Robert, and he's born in Jamaica, New York, Jamaican, and we've been together for almost 25 years. Yeah.
25 years. She sent me this one as well. That looks like some real fun love to me right there, girlfriend. And this is where I met her. This is the kitchen I recognize. Is that your kitchen? Because that's where she goes live every morning.
Every morning.
And she's cooking. And when I spoke to Keisha, I got to explain this to you guys. Explain it. Keisha said to me, "Boy, this is what I do. I come downstairs and I go live at 5 o'clock. Because my husband comes down at 6. And I sit down and I have breakfast with my husband at 6. Because she's cooking and doing her thing. Because she called it, she said something. I wrote it down because, child, I learn every day. She called it habit stacking. Girl, that's a nice term. Well, she's going live and cooking at the same time. So she has a habit of cooking for her husband. She has a habit of going live. She has a habit of sitting down and having a breakfast with her husband. This is habit. I never heard that term before.
Yes.
The girl's walking away brighter than she came. Where, is that your term or did you hear that somewhere?
No, I just learned that from a mentor of mine, which if you guys have never heard of Rachel Rogers, she's amazing. Just Google her. She's a silent mentor of mine, right? She doesn't know that I'm her mentee, but I am in my head, right? But habit stacking is, if you just Google that, it's a term, it's a thing. And it actually brought my life ease. So I'm like, I'm already in the kitchen. Why don't I just do both, you know? A lot of times the people who are my clients in digital marketing, because I have a private community, when you buy from me, you're attached to me for life, right? And one of the things I tell them, because there's so many people, I'm sure you know this, that are so shy, right? They're introverted, they don't want to go live. I'm like, listen, it's just like if you're on FaceTime with a good girlfriend, just look at it that way, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're on FaceTime. If I'm on FaceTime with my girl, I am cooking. If I'm on FaceTime with my girl, I'm like, Robert, don't come in here. Wait a minute. Take that dog out. I mean, this is what you get when you see me on live, period. And that, my friend, is like one of the things that I can say is so refreshing about digital marketing and about this business is that you can show up as your organic, natural self. You don't have to put on. You don't have to get dressed. You know, it's just be who you are and share. Just share information with people. And who catch it. Who don't, and it's okay.
Spell Rachel's name for me. R-A.
Oh, yeah, girl. R-A-C-H-E-L is her first name. Rogers is R-O-D-G-E-R-S. Her company is called Hello 7. She's a business coach out of New York, young sister. She may be early 40s, but she's a business coach, and her tips are rock star.
All right, if anybody knows Rachel, tell her we just gave her one heck of a plug, so she's going to have to come be a guest on the Dory on Purpose show, because we just gave her a plug, because I am definitely going to check her out, because let me tell you something. Success leaves clues.
Yes.
And my girl Keisha has the aura of success. Keisha, when I first met her, it's not just about her being successful, but she did not lose herself in her success. She she stayed grounded. She understands that God is first and then family. And I love the fact that she takes care of herself. She always looks good when she's online. I went through her Facebook page searching for pictures. You see her in workout clothes. You see her interacting with her family. You look like you enjoy your life. And I love that about you.
Thank you. But I want to say this. It wasn't always like that.
I'm sure it wasn't. But guess what?
It's
about the evolution. It's about that now. So if you want to learn more about her digital marketing business, if my girl Keisha invited you today, you want to go to her website, generationalwealthmom.com. Okay. Again, that's generationalwealthmom.com. And let me tell you something. Not only is she a digital marketer, because what I know for sure is that now Keisha is a certified digital marketer.
Yes.
I just completed the same certification and it's just taking us up another level. And I definitely, as we hit the 30-second mark, I want to have you back to the show again, because I know we're going to do things together, but I got to share something with you, because I've been focused on this throughout the whole show and I haven't been able to take my eye off of it. I noticed that your shirt says chosen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not here to tell my story, so I won't today, but I wrote a book called A Girl Named Chosen. That's why I know we're kindred. And I wrote this book to talk to women or people in general about understanding how to come out of depression by learning that it didn't happen to me, it happened for me. And when I saw your shirt said Chosen, I said, look at my sister from another mister. And then I started a clothing brand called Chosen.
Oh my God, Timmarie.
Because life got crazy, we stopped selling the brand. And my daughters and I just had a meeting last night to say it's time to bring the brand back. And you talk about confirmation.
Would
you jump on that line this morning? Can you tell me? I can't read the scripture though. What scripture is that?
Yep. 1 Peter 2:9. We're chosen people, a royal priesthood.
If you flip my book open, that is the scripture reference in my book. I know. Chills.
Dory. We're going higher, Dory. Dory, you and I are going higher. You know we about to call me. We about to do some things, girl.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? I don't want to take you. You have put so much in the air today. I can't take anything away from that, nor am I here to tell my story. I'm here because of you, Keisha, but I couldn't let you go without letting you know that the Lord has used you once again without you even knowing it. And how many times he's used you in my life just to say, keep going, keep moving, keep pushing. And I thank you for that. You didn't even know when you selected that shirt this morning what that would mean to me. That's because you're obedient. I'm sure you got 10,000 shirts in that closet, in that beautiful.
It's so crazy because I went through like 3 of them and I was like, I'll just throw this one on. And then I was like, oh my God, it's wrinkled. And then I tried to take it off and iron it, and the iron was too hot and it was going to leave a print. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this shirt on anyway. I promise you that's how it went.
Because that's how God is. So again, we have with us today in the studio, I didn't mean to make her cry, but that's what we do, Miss Keisha Cameron. Today has been a phenomenal show. Listen, guys, all month long on the Dory on Purpose show, we're going to be bringing you female entrepreneurs just like Keisha, who in their own right are super women. But like Keisha told you today, do not forget a few things, and we're going to call them Keisha-isms, if you don't mind. She said, when people see me, they pay me. It's all about visibility and value. I need you to feel that, because some of you are hiding your gifts and talents. And this is one thing that she taught us today. She also taught us today that sometimes you move too fast, too soon. And that was a lesson that she had to learn by getting sent to the hospital in the middle of a workday. And so because of that, she told us, I no longer subscribe to the hustle and grind culture, because it almost took her out of here and left those 2 sons. And she would have never met Genesis had she not slowed down. And she now knows that your health is your wealth, that you must put yourself first if you're going to be successful out here in these streets. The last thing that she said was, let's get into this habit stacking thing. She introduced us to Rachel Rogers. Get with Rachel Rogers. If anybody knows Rachel, tell us. She got one in the books with us, okay? And last but not least, her desire is to teach people digital marketing, especially people within our age range. And I'm not saying that she and I are the same age, because that's our business, whatever it is. I can tell you, 51 this year. I don't know what my girl is knocking on, but whatever it is, we look good.
52.
Young lady out here making it do what it do. And again, if you want to follow her on TikTok, just go to Generational Wealth Mom. And if you want to purchase her digital marketing program, she has 4 programs available, generationalwealthmom.com. My sister, my friend, it's been real.
It's been more than real. What a blessing.
So what a blessing, girl.
What a day.
You know I'm running out the door because I got another event today.
I see you.
The show today was brought to you courtesy of Vivica Fox. You know I ain't got good sense. Me and Vivica, we ain't going to be friends very long because I'm 61. And only reason she's still here is because my daughter didn't have time to put me in her schedule, because I will be back to my regular self on our next broadcast. But I love you, sister.
I love you too.
As we move to close out, peace and love, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Dory on Purpose show. Let's go.
Let's go. Oh, my.